Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're going to head to different NFL voices today to get their opinions on what they think could possibly be wrong with the Kansas City Chiefs. We take our first trip to the phone lines right now with Mike Florio of NBC Sports and Pro Football Talk. Mike, happy to have you pop on the show today.
Great to be with you guys. How are you?
Absolutely. Doing well. Let's start with this. What are you seeing? What do you think is wrong with the Chiefs right now?
Well, it's funny. I saw Patrick Mahomes' comments from yesterday. We played them on our show this morning, PFT Live, where he addresses the situation, the fact that games that they were winning a year ago, when a key play was called for in a key moment, they would tend to make those plays, and this year they're not doing it. And he was very normal in his delivery. He didn't seem upset about it. It was very matter of fact, but it begs the question, why aren't the plays that were being made in the key moments last year being made in the key moments this year? What's the difference? And I think there's so many factors that go into it when you have 11 guys on the field at a time. You've got different levels of ability for the players. You've got older players. You've got players who may at some level be a little too satisfied by what's gone on the last few years to be putting in all of the extra work, all of the extra effort, all the little things you have to do, from hydration to film study to getting enough sleep to getting enough workouts in, to just doing all the things that it takes to really be committed to climbing that mountain again after they've climbed it three straight times to get to the Super Bowl. And then just the fatigue factor, mental and physical fatigue of riding that horse all the way into February for three straight years. I think there's so many different things that go into it, but that's the one key question. When the Chiefs are in these positions where they can make a key play, why are they not making the key play, and why is the other team making the key play? And the one very fascinating potential outcome to the season that will not make Chiefs fans happy is if the Chiefs ultimately lose the opportunity to be the number 7 seed in the AFC to the Jacksonville Jaguars, because they have the same record, and the tiebreaker is that crazy Trevor Lawrence fell down twice, got up and scored when Chris Jones wasn't really chasing him moment. But maybe that's the perfect microcosm for where things are, that they're not making that play. They used to make that play. And I'll say this, I would not assume that the Chiefs aren't going to figure out how to get back to making that play.
Right now, we're talking to Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk and NBC Sports. We're going to go around the NFL today and ask various national voices how they feel about the Chiefs and if they still think they're making the playoffs. Mike, we led the show with this question. I'm curious to get your answer. The Chiefs are 3.5-point favorites in this game against the Colts. The Colts have been one of the 5 best teams in the league this year. The Chiefs have been very inconsistent so far this season. Do you think this line is more the public believes in Kansas City and believes they're going to turn this around, or do you think this line is indicative of there is very little that the Colts can do in the regular season to buy the public's trust?
I think it's a little bit of both. Look, the Chiefs were favorites on the road last week in Denver. And if you stripped away the logos and the colors and you just assessed the 53 players on each team analytically and looked at what they've done, Why would we think the Chiefs should be favored to beat the Broncos in Denver, given the way the Broncos have played and given the way the Chiefs have played? So I think that the betting lines are influenced, and ultimately what the sports books are looking for, I believe, is to have equal action on both sides. So if people are betting more heavily on the Chiefs than the Broncos, that's going to drive the line one way or the other. But I think in this one, the last time the Colts had a challenge, and I don't – look, your schedule is what it is. You can't go out and dare someone better than the Titans to play you twice, but the Colts have benefited from that. They benefited from playing the Dolphins early on when they were in disarray. They've handled the games that they're supposed to handle, but they had one prior test, and that was to go to Pittsburgh. And the Steelers, who have not been spectacular this year, beat them. So I think that this is a fair reflection. And you also throw in the reality that the Chiefs have their backs against the wall, and the Colts will have less of an incentive this weekend. I don't know how much of a difference that makes. But the Chiefs are getting closer and closer to one loss too many. And it just feels like, unless they really are done, I said about the Steelers last weekend with the Bengals, if they lose this game, they're done. And you could say if the Chiefs lose this one to the Colts, they may be done. And I think that's enough of a reason for the Chiefs to find a way to win it.
We've been calling them the new money teams in the National Football League that for the last handful of years has been Kansas City, Baltimore, Buffalo, Cincinnati was in this conversation that every year these were the favorites. It feels like it's changed. Denver, Indianapolis, New England, those have been the three teams. Which one of those teams do you believe in the most? That if I told you one of these three teams represents the AFC in San Francisco, which team would you pick?
What three are the options to pick? The three, the Colts, the Broncos, and the Patriots?
Yes, correct.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'd say the Patriots. They've got that institutional DNA, which does not evaporate simply because Bill Belichick and Tom Brady are gone. Mike Vrabel is the connection back to that first iteration of the Patriots, three Super Bowls in 4 years. And Vrabel should have never been available to be hired by the New England Patriots. The Titans proved they're dysfunctional, hopelessly, by firing the best thing they had in Mike Vrabel. And it all just worked out perfectly for the Patriots to get him. And Drake May is proving to be, by all appearances, the best quarterback from the 2024 first-round class. Some of the things he's done this year, some of the specific statistical achievements are rare. Number of consecutive games, 200 yards passing with a passer rating above 100. I think he ended up going 8 games in a row. Only a couple of guys have ever done that. And every guy that's ever done it has won the MVP the year he did it. So all the planets are lining up for them, and I think that they're a team, when it's time to go play in that big playoff game, they are going to deliver. They're not going to flinch. They're not going to blink. They're not going to pee down their leg. And so that's the one thing that we can't lose sight of, and that's what the Chiefs have. And if the Chiefs get in, the Chiefs are going to be dangerous, because everything changes when you get to the postseason and it's single elimination. The records are out the window. All that matters is what spot did you get on the playoff tree. Doesn't matter how you got there. All that matters is what you're going to do in the 60 minutes of football that you're facing with your entire season riding on it. The Chiefs consistently rise to that challenge. Joe Burrow consistently rises to that challenge. So many other quarterbacks and teams and coaches, something happens in that moment. You feel the weight of the entire season of football and all the months of effort that preceded it riding on the outcome of that game. And I think the Patriots, of those three teams, I think the Patriots are a team that is going to embrace that moment and carry it forward. And I won't be surprised if they represent the AFC in Santa Clara.
Mike, I'll get you out of here with these last two quick questions. Yes or no, you mentioned seeding. That's all that matters. Do you think Kansas City grabs either that 6 or that 7 seed?
I think they will, but we were looking at it today. There's a chance that the three teams that we assume to be the kings of the AFC coming into the season, the Ravens, the Chiefs, and the Bengals, Ravens, Chiefs, Bills, none of them make it. And it's crazy to even utter those words, but there's a chance that none of them make it. But I think the Chiefs will, and it'll make their playoff games a lot more exciting. And we may get Chiefs-Eagles again in the Super Bowl like we were thinking we'd get before the season, but it's a hell of a circuitous route to get the Chiefs there at this point, and we never would have expected that.
Mike, I'll get you out of here with this last question. Every time I look up, you're writing a new book. You got something new out?
Yeah, I had a book come out in August that actually ended up being perfectly timed, and one of the reasons I pushed Big Shield to market when I did, I had a feeling there was going to be a major gambling scandal that I tried to presage in the book. And Big Shield is, it's fictional, but it's about the potential connections between the mob gambling and a professional football league that technically is not the NFL. And there are connections to a professional basketball league that is technically not the NBA. And the character in the book who is caught up in this gambling scenario is doing in the book the same thing Terry Rozier is alleged to have done recently by the federal government in the indictment that was handed down in Brooklyn. So I've tried to create a cautionary tale so anyone who reads it, especially if they're connected to the games, they understand there is nothing good that is going to come from this hollow pursuit of easy money. And there are so many different pathways for corruption. And inside information is the one thing that all sports leagues need to be concerned about. They need to minimize the inside information that's there, and they need to control the inside information. And they're all failing at this point. And hopefully these recent scandals and hopefully stories like Big Shield will get people to pay attention. And it's only 99 cents in ebook form on Amazon. The print version is $14.99. It's a quick read. It's a fun read. I mean, I try to make it entertaining. You can't just if I was in my early 20s, the last thing I would do is read a book. But it would be great if players would read it, because I think it would teach them in an entertaining way a lesson far more valuable than having a finger wagged at them in a seminar where they don't want to be there and they're probably not paying attention the same way I would have been at that age when I just want to get the hell out of there and go home and play video games.
That is Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, joining us on the show today. He does fantastic work for Pro Football Talk and NBC Sports. Mike, always great catching up with you. Appreciate your time today.
Thanks, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.